This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus continues its deadly march around the world. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 555,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 133,000 have died from the virus, and that number is expected to continue to rise. AP's Sagar Magani reports on the story.
New positive cases had been dropping in Arizona this week, but shot back up yesterday.
We see increases across the board.
As Governor Doug Ducey sounded the alarm there, Florida hit 120 deaths, its most since early May, to go with its biggest 24-hour jump in hospitalizations. The governor, Ron DeSantis, is urging calm.
You should take precautions, but there's no need to be panicked.
Oregon, Missouri, and Montana once again broke state records for the highest single-day increases in confirmed cases. Mississippi has one of the nation's fastest-growing positive rates, and its five biggest hospitals have already run out of ICU beds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an interview with Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to downplay the rising number of cases.
We do testing like nobody's ever done testing. And when we test, the more you test, the more cases you find.
Earlier, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is ignoring the coronavirus pandemic while encouraging division within the nation.
He's waved the white flag. He's walked away. And his failures come with the terrible human cost and deep economic toll. Time and again, working families are paying the price for this administration's incompetence.
The former vice president was speaking in Pennsylvania. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is launching an independent investigation into the global response to the coronavirus pandemic after some countries appear to have done a better job at tackling the outbreak than others. The WHO chief has said numerous times that global coordination is key to battling the pandemic. Meanwhile, quarantine measures for those traveling to Britain from around 70 countries and overseas territories were lifted today. Those arriving from higher-risk countries will still have to self-quarantine for 14 days, but many popular destinations are now exempt, meaning millions of Britons are able to take summer holidays. Hong Kong's Education Bureau on Friday announced the suspension of all schools from Monday after a sharp rise in locally transmitted coronavirus cases fueled fears of renewed community spread. Schools in the Asian financial hub have been mostly shut since January. Wearing masks and gloves and being careful to observe social distancing, Singaporeans voted in a general election Friday. After a 9-day campaign that took place mostly online, voters cast their ballots with strict safety measures in place. Final results are expected early Saturday. In other news, China says it will impose reciprocal measures in response to U.S. sanctions on Chinese officials over alleged human rights abuses against the Uyghur Muslim minority. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says he is not optimistic that the new START nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States will be extended. Lavrov said the risks of nuclear confrontation has seriously increased recently and that Moscow is prepared to discuss control over new weapon systems with Washington. Two of Disney's theme parks in Florida will be opening tomorrow, and AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports it won't quite be business as usual in the land of the mouse.
It's a coronavirus world after all, and while people returning to Disney will be able to escape from their lockdown for a while, there is no escaping the fact that COVID-19 concerns still abound. And it's more than just wearing masks and practicing social distancing. Those meet and greet sessions with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? Forget it. Before entering, both employees and visitors will have to get temperature checks at the gate, even something as simple as asking a Disney staffer to snap a picture of you in front of Cinderella's castle is now a no-no. That would mean they would have to touch your camera. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
South Korean police say Seoul Mayor Park Won-soon was found dead early Friday, a suspected suicide.